Hello, everybody. Welcome to tonight's Mindset Monday call. My name is Samantha Colvin, and I'm your host for tonight. And we have some incredible information that is going to show all of you how you can have financial freedom as well, just like in the song Justin Bieber was singing for us tonight. So tonight is going to be all about leadership posturing. But before we get into that topic, I wanted to quickly show you guys an incredible new resource that is available for all of you right now. It's called your Gemini Cares Center. So Kevin worked so hard to do this last week, and I'm just blown away. It is your one-stop shop for everything Gemini Cares. So how you guys access that, and I'll pull it up really quickly because, of course, if you were on our call last week, you know that we have our Gemini Cares quote contest going on using that new email template. So let me just do a quick recap with everybody so we can catch you up to speed if you were not here last week. So in your Gemini back office, you'll notice that there is a Gemini Cares Center button. When you click here, you will notice this amazing new page available to everybody called your Gemini Cares Center. So here you'll see four simple resources at your fingertips, the first one being your Gemini Cares site. So when you click visit site, it will bring you right to Gemini Cares. It will not have your replicated site, so just make sure you go ahead and put your distributor number. But it's just a really easy way to just hop on there whenever you need that. Also, like Scott talked about last week, we have the Get a Quote flyer, which highlights the different Gemini Cares plans. So that's available for download with one click of a button, super easy. And then you have, of course, your touch base email. Now, this email is a tool that you can use as you're talking to different business owners. So you can follow up with them, giving them a quick recap of the different highlights of Gemini Cares and the SBA Corp programs and the ERISA plans. But it's so cool because it's actually customizable. So just insert your prospect's name right at the top. You could type it right in, which is wonderful. Put the prospect's business name. And then you want to grab your replicated URL. I know there was a few questions on this. So this is just going to be your standard bgemini.com/, I know Prissy's is shop, for example. So you could just type in shop if you were Prissy, and then just sign your name and your phone number. And you can quickly, with one click of a button, hit copy and paste it into either Word or your favorite email provider. Kevin also linked it so you can just click email to right from here, which is wonderful because it will actually open up your Gmail or whatever your email provider is. So if you guys have any questions on that, you can actually submit a question on this new Care Center site as well. So let me just quickly show you bullet four before we get into our topic for tonight, just in case you guys want to reference any of the FAQs that we have or ask a question that you are not sure what the answer is in regard to Gemini Cares. So when you click on bullet number four, you'll notice these are all the Gemini Cares FAQs. So super simple and at your fingertips. There's information about different CV. Maybe you're not sure how much commission you get for different plans. That's all on here. This is a great internal tool to use. And again, if you scroll to the bottom of the page, you'll see that ask a question form. So you can quickly hit submit and you'll get your questions answered by our team as soon as possible. So if you have any questions on that, let us know. But and please make sure you're using this amazing new resource available in your back office. It's also in your apps as well. But for tonight's topic, I'm so excited because Scott Fardulis is back to teach us about leadership posturing. If you haven't met Scott before, you're in for a treat because he has grown hundreds of thousands of people in not only his own downline, but downlines across the entire world. So tonight, Scott Fardulis is here and he's here to teach us part one of leadership posturing. We're going to follow up next week with part two. So the mic is all yours, Scott. Take it away.
Hey, thank you so much, Samantha. First of all, my hat is off to you and to Kevin and to Jay and the rest of the leadership team, because you guys are smart, like super smart and sassy and cutting edge. And I just love it when you show like this Gemini Care Center. That's just cool stuff right there. It's just laid out so well. And I just want to thank you for making it so much fun and so simple to use all the systems and all the tools. And, you know I have a little bit of an inside scoop here on things that are up and coming, but just, you know, just knowing what's happening and about to happen, it just gives me goosebumps underneath my little sweater here. And it's chilly here, so that's why I'm wearing one. But listen, I love this topic. The topic is leadership posturing. So some people think about that word and they're like, wow, posturing, what's that all about? It's like how you position yourself. It's two things to me. So by the way, I want you all to have one of these, and I would love it if you all had one of these. So if you could find a good notebook, like where you take all of your Gemini notes, like every time these are happening, that it's like you have your own binder, your own journal, your own diary. And every time you have a conversation on any level that involves Gemini, you need to pull this book out. And so all of your notes are in here. I have volumes of books like this up here on my bookshelf, and I can go back to year over year over year and pull down just in order all these conversations, all the meetings, all the trainings, everything. You want to be able to do something similar. I'm telling you, over time, it's worth gold. So obviously, in order to have gold, I've got to give you some nuggets right now. So I'm going to pull out some really good nuggets for all of you and ask all of you to take some notes. So first question is, are you ready? Are you ready? You ready, ready, ready? Okay, let's be ready, because here we go. So leadership posturing. There's two things that come to mind for me on this topic. Number one is, how do you see yourself? That's the first thing I want you to ask yourself. How do you see yourself? When you think about yourself, what do you think about? What kind of posture do you give yourself? It determines how you see yourself. That's posture. The second thing that has to do with posture is, how do other people see you? So let's dive into each of those topics. So how do you see yourself when it comes to posture, and how do other people see you? So when you think about yourself around the topic of posture, do you have a negative connotation about yourself? In other words, do you say things like, I don't really have experience at this, or I'm not really educated here. I really haven't had any results before on this topic, or who do I think I am? And what gives me the credibility or the ability? Do you program yourself with those types of thoughts? If you do, I want to stop you right there. We want to turn that all around and give you the kind of posture that's like, you know, shoulders back, chest out, breathing deeply, you're calm, you're cool, you're collected, you're not rattled over anything. And so there's kind of a mystique that goes with that. And I want you to have, it's a decision, so just decide. Okay, just for starters, just decide that this is the posture I'm gonna give myself. You've got everything you need, you really do. It doesn't matter if you've ever made a dime at Gemini. It doesn't matter if you've ever sponsored or enrolled a person here before. On day one, you can just decide, I've got this, and I'm going to figure it out, and I'm going to be the next success story. As a matter of fact, I am. I'm just, you know, earning my way there. However, I'm taking the steps and I'm heading in the right direction. You just haven't been paid for where you see yourself in your mind yet. That's the kind of posture I'd love for you to have. So when we think about it determines how other people see you, those are two very different things. So first of all, we want you to recognize, who are you here at Gemini? First of all, I think you're a network marketer, for starters. So when people say, you know, what's your career? What industry are you in? What are you in? I'm gonna peel this back like a thick layered onion, and we're gonna really get into this, because it has everything to do with posture. So first of all, you have some title that you gave yourself a long time ago, because it was easy for the rest of the world to understand. So when you say, I'm a nurse, people go, oh, okay, I know what that means. You probably hang out in hospitals or doctors or offices or clinics, and you just don't really know what it means to be a nurse, but you probably help people with stuff medically. And you say, well, I'm a construction worker. They go, okay, well, so that probably means that you're good with tools and you erect stuff, you build stuff, et cetera. You get the point. Now, when you say, I'm a network marketer, that's an interesting thing, because for most people, it begs a conversation. It's not necessarily obvious. They don't necessarily know what that means. And so I love to put that out there just by saying, I'm a network marketer. Watch what happens when you say that. So get used to it, say it, do not be shy, do not be embarrassed, do not be afraid, none of that stuff. Say it with confidence, conviction, and pride. Wear it with all those things. Do not ever cower behind this title. And I want you to ask yourself, why did you join a network marketing company in the first place? Because you did join one. Every one of you did. Why did you do that? Why did you say, you know, Gemini would be a really good home for me? And the sooner you can come to terms with all those reasons, the better. Here's what happens. Most people don't take the time to stop and think about what they believe that Gemini can do for them. What can you do for the company? I love JFK's speech. Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. So ask not, let's replace that with Gemini. Ask not what Gemini can do for you, rather what you can do for Gemini. In other words, if you put yourself into this equation, if you give, if you serve, if you recognize, if you elevate, if you build other people up, what do you think that's going to do for you when you have goals and dreams and aspirations? I'll bet you if you made a list of 10 of the top worries in your life, I'll bet you that most of them, if not all of them, could be solved by taking the products that are available to you right here at Gemini. And I'll bet you that by using these products and serving other people, your team is going to grow. And I'll bet you everything else can be solved by the commission checks that would be deposited into your bank account for all that service that you gave to other people. Do you believe that? How many of you believe that right now? Isn't that really what you're doing here? Didn't you want to take good products in the first place? Didn't you want to be healthy? Didn't you want to be on top of the world? Didn't you want to feel amazing every day that you get up out of bed? Didn't you want to have your body so pumped full of good stuff that I won't say all the diseases and ailments and sicknesses that are floating around like little negative cooties everywhere, but didn't you want to have that invisible bubble and shield of armor around you? So it was like Wonder Woman, you throw up your bracelets and everything just deflects and ricochets some other direction, but it couldn't attach itself to you. Yes or no? Raise your hands if you're with me. Isn't that why you did it? Didn't you want to be Superman and leap buildings with a single bound? Didn't you want to be Popeye and suck down your spinach every day and get ripping biceps so you could knock the snot out of Brutus. And Brutus is an acronym or really a metaphor anyways, because every one of us has a Brutus in our life. What's your Brutus? What's your nemesis? What's your evil? What's the thing that's always kept you from something? Didn't you want to just kick the snot out of Brutus your entire life? And maybe now you can, because you belong to Gemini. See, I think that way. That's the way my brain works. I keep things super simple. I think most of the time like a kindergartner. If anything's smarter than a fifth grader, I typically lose. So therefore, why would I play there? That's the way I think. And I hope you'll start thinking that way too. So now you kind of get a little glimpse of what goes through my head when I think, what does it mean to belong to Gemini? What does it mean to be a network marketer? So now I want you to think, what could, in fact, Gemini do for me? After I do all this service for Gemini, what could it do for me in return? Well, I just gave you an idea of what it does for you conceptually. I threw out some things to you. Let's get more specific. Could it remove some debt for you? Could it pay for your kids to go to a private school so they don't have to deal with the craziness of some of our public school systems right now? Couldn't it maybe set you up for retirement so you actually had an investment account that was able to pay you some dividends on a regular basis? Wouldn't it be nice to have extra cash that you just didn't need to spend? Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice to travel? Wouldn't it be nice to buy a new suit? Wouldn't it be nice to get a new pair of, you know, cool jeans that look good on you? Wouldn't it be nice to get some pretty cool shoes to go with that new set of jeans that looks really good on you? Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice to be able to go out a couple times a week to a really nice restaurant and treat your significant other to a nice little place with a nice view and good food and good smells and good aromas? Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice to say, to stop saying, I can't afford that? Wouldn't it be nice to stop doing that? Wouldn't it be nice to say, that's not a problem. I can do that. That's easy. Wouldn't it be nice? So all the things that it would be nice to do, write those all down and put them up somewhere so you're reminded of how nice it is. And where does that all stem from? You'll start to see that Gemini is the solution for you for all of your woes, all of your challenges, all of your problems, all of your things that make your hair stand on end when you get nervous and sweaty palms and armpits and all that other stuff. It just seems to vanish because in your mind, you're seeing the outcome way before it happens. That's what happens in my mind when you say, I'm a network marketer and you belong to Gemini. Okay. Well, I think that it also begs the question that posture also puts you in a position to have lifestyle. If you do all these things correctly, you have lifestyle. What is lifestyle? Think about that for a second. What does it mean to have lifestyle? Don't you want to have lifestyle? Wouldn't it be nice if Gemini equaled lifestyle? Really great health, mentally and physically. What about the really good health that Gemini supplies to you financially? What about a healthy bank account? All those things together for me equals lifestyle. And you can see all that happening right here. You don't need to look other places. It's right here. So let's talk about lifestyle for a moment. I think that for certain begs that you have control of your time. So write that down. You have control of your time. Wouldn't it be nice to have control of your time? What does that mean, for goodness sakes? It means when you look in your calendar, you control it instead of it controlling you. That's when you have control of your time. Hey, you want to go play golf? Yeah, I could probably work that out. Let me look in my calendar. Oh yeah, I'm in control of my calendar. Sure, I can go play golf. I mean, you can afford it now, for goodness sakes. You feel good because you're taking all the great products. Why not go play some golf? Who cares if it costs $60 for a round of golf? Remember, you can start doing that stuff now. See, that's what I think about with lifestyle. Well, how about the ability to travel? Anybody like to travel? You like to go exploring? You like to be adventurous? You like to go see things that most people look at in magazines? We did. My wife and I have been averaging like anywhere from 10 to 15 or more countries a year. We love being adventurous. Now that's lifestyle. That's when you say, so what if the plane tickets are a couple thousand dollars? Who cares? You just do it because you can, because you want to. That's lifestyle. That's swag. How about, you love your family so much and you actually engage with them. How many spouses are two ships passing in the night and it's dark and they don't even see each other? How about your kids? You know, did they grow up? Yes, they did grow up before your very own eyes and it happened poof, just like that. Were you part of it or were you just kind of hidden in the background, just making sure that physically they were safe? See, there's a difference between being an engaged parent. There's a difference between being an engaged spouse. There's a lot of differences. And so when you control your time and you have lifestyle, you can start to do those things. But here's what I really like most about lifestyle. I think about one of my favorite characters of all times is none other than Bond, James Bond. See, what if you said that about your own name? What if you said that about your own name? What if it was like Pollard, Kim Pollard? What if it was Hood, Eva Hood? What if it was Brummett, Pamela Brummett? See how that works out? What if it's Fardulous, Scott Fardulous? See, it's just different when you say, like, why do you think that James Bond wasn't just James Bond? He always introduced himself going, I'm Bond, James Bond. Just the way he said it was posture and confidence. So think about yourself that way too. You're now the international person of mystery, just like Bond. James Bond was an international person of mystery. They couldn't figure the guy out. He always just looked the part. And so you got to have a little mystery, a little mystere behind who you are as a Gemini network marketer. You got to be a little bit mysterious. You got to have people wondering, what is Bernie up to? What's Lori up to? Cheryl, what in the world is that gal up to? Tuck, all I know is that guy's awesome to hang out with, but I just cannot quite figure out what in the heck he does. And that's a good thing. What do I mean by that? Some of you go out, this is my opinion, okay? This is my opinion. Some will differ with me. I'm always careful about how I handle social media. If you follow me on social media, you'll recognize one thing very, very quickly. I am mysterious. Very mysterious. Like Bond, James Bond. I'm a little bit mysterious. And so I get a lot more interest in what I do and a lot more conversations because I post a tremendous amount of lifestyle. Listen, nobody wants you to post on social media when you're crying and having a really bad day, which, by the way, we should all cry. Crying is healthy and we do have bad days, but that's not something you put on social media. So the running joke is, well, it's like social media is a facade. Everybody only puts up their good stuff. Well, of course they do. Why would anyone want to see you reveling in your misery? You think you're going to get a lot of likes on that? So mystere and things that are attractive is a good thing. That's marketing 101. So people want to know, how do you do that? How do you know them? How do you get to go those places? How are you able to travel there? Why were you in wherever, Dallas last weekend? Why were you there? And see, when people can ask you questions, now you're going to have conversations. But if they can figure you out, they've already got you figured out. Why would they ask you a question or have a conversation with you? Make sense? Hands anybody? Does this make any sense at all? Okay, perfect. Let's continue. So you want people to ask you more questions than your volunteering answers. That's the order of how you want people to be looking at you. Thanks, Kirk and Karen. Appreciate that. When people ask me what I do, they're usually wondering if I can blow their socks off. Let's face it. When someone says, "Hey, Joe, what do you do?" "Hey, Kevin Jacobson. See how I said that? It's Jacobson, Kevin Jacobson. "Hey, what do you do?" Have you ever thought about the answer to that question before? What do you do? Have you ever gotten nervous about the answer to that question? I mean, there's a lot of really good answers and there's some terrible answers. I like posturing myself. So, you know, I already know that's why people say, "Hey, what do you do?" They're hoping they're like, "Whoa, that's amazing. Never heard that one before." Or, "Wow, how'd you get into that? How'd you end up doing that? You're so lucky. Oh my goodness, Scott, you are so stinking fortunate." That's what they're hoping to be able to say to you. And so if you want to knock their socks off, I mean, there's a lot of things you can do. How about this? I wrote this down. Now, by the way, tip, never, ever in your response, whatever you say, do not act desperate, ever. Do not act desperate and never act needy. Are we clear? Do not act desperate. Do not beg. Do not act needy. That is the worst possible thing you could do. That's not posturing for anything other than failure. So don't do that. It's kind of like, this is going to sound really weird. I remember when I asked Juliet out for the first time, it was a little tough on me. I'll admit it was a little tough. She did not make it easy for me. It's not because she was snobby or stuck up. I think it's more because she wanted to make sure that she was making a good decision. So little guarded, little protected, and I had to prove myself. Okay. So good things come to those who are willing to work for it. If the more you give as freebies or handouts, or it's easy, 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 then that's not going to yield good fruit most of the time. So here's what I like to do. Have a little fun with this. So how about this? You can write this down if you want to. You can massage it. You can say it in your own words. You can say, "That doesn't sound like me." Great. Well, tweak a couple words and make it sound more like you. All right. So I have an international distribution company. Okay, let's be clear. We're not employees of Gemini. Rather, the term is independent contractor. You're an independent contractor. So right off the bat, do you or do you not have your own business? The correct answer is yes, you do. You do have your own business. You may be set up in your name. You may be set up as an LLC. You may be set up as an Inc. However you set yourself up, you are in business for yourself. So do you or do you not have your own business? The correct answer is yes, you have your own business. So it's okay for you to say, "I have." And by the way, Jay, correct me if I'm wrong on anything I say about this. Gemini does business outside of the US. Yes? Okay. So if it's one other place besides the US, you know, you don't impress people by saying how many countries you're in. I never saw that make a difference on whether somebody was attracted to what you do or not. International is international. So I have an international distribution company. Like the way that sounds? Distribution. Isn't that what Gemini does? Isn't that what your business is responsible for doing? Distributing, right? So your company, in effect, is a distribution company. That's what you do as a network marketer. Now, when you use terms like that, that makes sense to the common world. Oh, distribution company. What do you distribute? Okay. Hold on though. So I have an international distribution company. What am I doing? I'm moving. Okay. I'm moving superior, popular, high demand merchandise all over the nation and beyond. Did you get that? Got it? You want me to repeat it one more time? I have an international distribution company, comma, moving superior, comma, popular, comma, high demand merchandise, comma, all over the nation and beyond. Now, doesn't that, first of all, everything that was just said is completely accurate. I just wordsmithed it and put it in the context that would be pleasant to someone's ears. I said, what is it that they want to hear out of you? They want me to blow their socks off. So I just wordsmithed the facts of what I do into the right rhythm, the right cadence, the right verbiage, the right terminology, where they go, whoa, that sounds really impressive and important. How many people can say they do that? You can. Jay, what do you think about that? Is that acceptable lingo? Is that, you like it? Okay. Tuck, what do you think about that? You like it? Joe? Prissy? You like it? Eva, what do you think about it? You like it? Okay. So practice that, you know, practice that so that you're like, well, how'd that go again? Just put those synonyms in your head. You don't have to say it exactly like that. Just close. Okay. So now that you've got that down, if they say, what? That's amazing. Yeah, so like many of the billion-dollar industries that are making headlines, my company simply just listens and studies the trends and we respond to the demand. We listen, study trends, and respond to the demand. Have you noticed over time that Gemini has done exactly this? Haven't they listened? Haven't they studied? Haven't they responded to the trends? Why would you respond to a negative trend when you could respond to a positive trend? If something's doing this on the scale, like it's heading in the right direction, why would you go the other direction and study that trend? That's what's great about Gemini, is smart people are there. Jay's paying attention to this. Kevin's paying attention to this. Samantha's paying attention to this. They surround themselves with amazing people to help them know what the trends are, respond to those demands, and give you what you need to respond to those. So, it, you know, again, when they're saying like what, well, that's like what, like many of the billion-dollar industries. I love saying that because in fact, those are the very trends that Gemini is on the forefront of, is they're paying attention to these multi-billion dollar trends and putting you in a position to capitalize on some percentage of that trend. Isn't that what successful companies and businesses do? Of course it is. So they're going, well, give me some examples. And you're like, well, shoot, for starters, have you heard of CBD? Mm-hmm. We respond to that trend. And have you heard about healthy weight loss? Yeah, we respond to that trend, multi-billion dollar industry. Have you heard about energy? Yeah, we respond to that. We got products dealing with energy. How about sleep? You ever heard of somebody not getting a good, deep, rich, full, wholesome night's sleep? Yeah, it's a billion-dollar industry. We respond to that too. How about stress? How about immunity? How about your immune system? Multi big dollar industry. How about healthcare? Right? If you can memorize some of these niches, you shouldn't be going, yeah, what does my company study and research the trends? What exactly are we responding to? You should be able to go boom, 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 boom. And then when you're all done with that and you maybe cap it off with, like, you can put these in any order you want to. I just wrote them down. But how about healthcare? You know anybody that's concerned about the direction of our healthcare industry and affordable health benefits today? Yeah, we studied research and we responded to that trend. We're doing something about it. We have a program called Gemini Cares. You should know what it's all about. And then I like to pause and say, of course, just to name a few, right? So the pause is effective. The pauses is deadly. Posture and confidence. I love to just rattle these things off and ask, you know, people in this, right? You've heard of this. You're aware of that. And they're going, yes, yes, yes. You get people saying yes. These are not questions that say no. It's questions in their head. If they don't audibly say it, they're thinking, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, that's right. Yes, I'm aware of that. Absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. And then you go, but of course, I'm just mentioning a few. As in, there's way more where that came from. Duh. Are you kidding me? And now your person's looking at you like, whoa, Lori, I had no idea. Prissy, that's off the rocker. I thought I had you figured out. Now I'm like, what in the heck? And that's how I posture myself in social settings and conversations. That's what I do. And I love to throw this out there too. You know, you're reading body. I love to read body language. I read people for a living, and you do too. And maybe you didn't know you did. You do. And what you need to do is get better at it. You want to master the art of reading people. This will come up. I'll show you how to do this in another training, another time. We're not going to get in that tonight. By the way, there's a part two, and I'm going to wind this up right now because I just looked at the clock. See how deep these topics are? I mean, we just go on. This is like an all-day seminar that we're really diving into, right? I'm just scratching the surface, just so you know. However, you don't really need to know more than the surface. It's just fun to know the underlying roots of how all this really works out. So I love throwing out there, you know what? We see how I'm pausing, see how I'm thinking, right? I am posturing myself for what comes out of my mouth next. Everything is posture. And I love to do stuff like this. I love to think about stuff. And I love 5 second pauses are phenomenal. The pause is everything when you're making a point. In other words, just stop talking for a little bit, take a breath, slow down, slow your cadence down. If you've been going boom, 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 and your cadence has been really loud and fast, all of a sudden just stop. But I just wanted to give you a few examples of some of the things that our company focuses on, researches, looks into, and studies, and heads in the direction with where these trends are going. I just wanted to give you a few examples. You know, Jay, it's real interesting because the reality is there's so much demand for the things that we offer. And there's so many people totally excited about our creativity and our branding and the quality of what we do that I could use some help right now. See how I did that? Pause. I could use some help right now. It probably isn't you. However, you know anybody that wants to get a little bit like outside the box and do something insane right now? Because that's what Google did. That's what Amazon did. That's what Microsoft did. So you start throwing out other billion-dollar companies that are globally known. And now what you're doing is you have what's called success by association. Write that down. Success by association. Success by association. You use success by association so that now, even if your numbers don't compare, irrelevant, you are believing that your company is in the category of offering the type of value that other multi-billion dollar companies have mastered. So I like to say like Southwest Airlines, like Verizon, like Google, like Snapchat, whatever you want to liken yourself to, just throw yourself in the hat with those people. And now you have success by association. They're like, wow, this sounds amazing. So when I say you wouldn't, it may not be you. However, you wouldn't happen to know anybody that wants to get a little bit involved at a level that could take them far, like these other companies, would you? And now they start thinking. And so I like to throw that out there. If anybody ever asks me about pay, if anybody says, well, that sounds really intriguing. What would something like that pay? And I say, you know what, here's what I do. I mean, you can tell me if you want just a job this probably isn't for you. What I like to do is mentor people that like to have unlimited income potential. What I like to do is show people how to be in the category and the shoes of what some of those other companies I just mentioned, they did for a living. So I can show you how to have limitations, and I can show you how to get paid an hourly wage. I can show you how to do that, or I can show you how to get wealthy. But you tell me, which one would you prefer? And stop talking, just listen. Well, I'm looking for, I'm really just, if I'm gonna do something, I'm looking for a job. Great. Who do you know that's looking to get wealthy? You have anybody to refer to me for that? And so stay on that theme. Don't get into that other topic, because now when you show them the plan, when you show them the business, when you show them the model at Gemini, they're not gonna be surprised when they see that they have unlimited income potential, that they can make any amount of money they wanna set their mind to, that they can go to work and create. And we're gonna show them how to create that so they can have lifestyle. See, that's what that's all about. Nobody in a job has lifestyle. They don't control their time. There goes your lifestyle. They don't control their money. There goes their lifestyle. They don't have the ability to move about the cabin, so to speak. It's not possible. So that's what's phenomenal about this. Now listen, we're gonna have to push this into next week. So we're gonna wrap this up. I'm gonna say this. Next week, we're gonna talk about being bold. What I'm gonna show you how to do is go on the offensive. Like major on the offensive. Major on the offensive. I want you to be bold and go on the offensive. So next Monday at this same time, we're gonna talk about how to do that so that you become a never-ending supply of possibilities in relationships and other people and options. It never runs out. You're going, well, I don't know anybody. You'll never say that again. Not after next week. You'll never say that again. You'll never say, I don't know anybody. As a matter of fact, let me show you something right now. This will blow your mind. How many of you saw a recent post that I just made on Instagram and Facebook? Anybody see that? Anybody know what I'm talking about? How about the name Jerry Jones? You ever heard of Jerry Jones? Anybody know who Jerry Jones is? You do? Okay. Well, would you believe it? You may not, unless I showed you proof. So that's what I'm going to do right now. Would you believe it if I told you I had dinner with that guy this week in Dallas? So yeah, that's a wow, because who can do that? Who would even know how to do that? I'm going to show you how to have dinner with Jerry Jones. You want to learn how to have dinner with Jerry Jones? You want me to show you how to have dinner with Jerry Jones? And of course, that lesson, when I show you next week how to get dinner with Jerry Jones, if you can get dinner with Jerry Jones, let me be the first person to tell you, you can have dinner with anybody. You can recruit anybody. You can bring anybody you jolly well please into the fold, the Gemini family, into your world, into your lifestyle. If you can get dinner with Jerry Jones, you can do that with anybody. How's that sound for next week's topic? Next week's topic, posturing, dinner with Jerry Jones. That's what we're talking about next week. Sound good? Okay, first of all, before I turn this back over to Samantha, did you learn anything tonight that was valuable? Can you take some of these nuggets? Were they helpful? Did you get something? Okay. So it starts with you. Why does it have to start with you? Because whatever you embrace, that's the maximum of what the people you're leading will embrace. They will never embrace anything more than you've demonstrated to them. So it starts with you. Fair enough? All right. I love you all, and I really appreciate every time we get to spend together. I really, really, really do like it. You're all welcome to reach out to me at any time. Happy to help you answer questions, dig a little deeper. And on that note, thank you, Jay. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Samantha. Back over to you, Samantha.
Thank you so much, Scott. I hope, like you guys said, that you found tonight as valuable as I did. And I'm excited to hear part two, because I want to have dinner with Jerry Jones too. And don't forget, guys, the contest for the Gemini Cares emails has been extended one more week. So when Scott comes back next week, we will go ahead and announce the winner. So make sure you guys are utilizing your new care center. If you have any questions, you let us know. And Jay, if you'd like to close tonight's call, I'm going to pass the mic to you.
Absolutely. Hey, Scott, great job. One thing when you're talking about products, y'all, here's the thing. This is cut to the chase, straight up, no joke. We've got what I think absolutely the best products in several multi-billion dollar industries. There's nothing, honestly, I think compares to our products. So we've got an absolute game changer to change people's health, put in the effort, find the people that, you know what, change some wealth. And that's what's going to happen. And we're just hitting the tip of the iceberg. So we've got a lot of cool things in the works. Scott, great job. Thank you so much for coming on. Look forward to next week on that. But y'all, right now, with what they put together on being able to bring people to get quotes on our healthcare, y'all, I can tell you, basically it's like welfare price healthcare, and it's the best out there. So you're paying so little for something that is absolutely amazing. So nobody can compete with us with that. That's the cool thing that we've got. We've got products that are hard to compete against. So we've got the best things out there. So you know what? If you want to change some lives, change people's health, change some people's wealth, get out there, get busy, and let's change a lot of people's lives together. But anyway, thanks for coming on, Scott. Y'all, thanks for being on, and we will talk to you soon.